Hi, this is Cass. Welcome to the Curio Podcast, where two old friends hash out current events, politics, and whatever strikes our fancy. Visit us on Twitter at Podcast Curio. Join our Facebook page. Check out our website, curiopodcast.org. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening.
I'm staring down at my palms. The lines I can't understand. You're hanging over the edge. Sicker than you planned. So please waste my
glad to be here.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is cool
when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome. Ziggy, when you're living on a dream.
Ziggy's dreaming of TREATS and CHIPS.
He likes to sing with us when we sing.
All of the crunchy things life has to offer. Yeah, that's right, Ziggy.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome. We're on number 59.
Oh, my gosh.
And Becky's here.
Hi, Becky.
Yay. Ziggy's here, too. He's very vocal this evening.
He's very excited. We had tortilla chips in the studio earlier, and he became obsessed.
Salsa?
Nope.
I won't look at you. I'm not looking at you, Ziggy.
Don't look at him.
Did you hear about the study they did with spicy food and animals?
No.
No.
So some guy, because I don't remember names really very well, lots of things I don't remember. Anyway, he started to try to feed salsa and spicy things to these dogs that lived in a rural community, I think in South America, where very spicy food was the norm.
Right.
And discovered that they didn't like the spicy food.
Our dogs don't like spicy food because my husband is always trying to feed it to them because he thinks that's hilarious. Like if he's got hot sauce on his eggs or something and he'll try and give them some, they just turn their noses and walk away.
No. Yeah, I think that's interesting.
They know right away, like, they'll eat anything, but they won't eat spicy shit.
I'll eat this used tampon. But I will not eat your fucking salsa.
Exactly.
Or this bee
that's
flying through the air. That looks like a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat this bee. What do they call them? Sky raisins? The flies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sky raisins.
And then the bees are the...
I actually appreciate it when my dogs jump up and catch a fly. My dogs are really short. When they jump up and catch a fly, because that's one less fly I have to worry about.
Right, and there are a lot of flies.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Are you having fly problems?
Oh, my God, so bad.
Well, I'm, being me, the doors are kept shut.
Becky's like, look, bitches, you stay out.
I don't have dogs
to
let in and out.
Right.
The cats are indoor, so the only people going in and out are people. Right. And if you hang out in an open door, you will get yelled at.
Oh,
shut the door. I don't want people creeping in. Things creeping in.
What are we talking about today, Beck?
Stupid shit.
Yes!
Woo! There's so much to cover.
Cheers, and we've got these.
We've got drinks.
Cass made vodka limeade coolers.
Yep.
It was a layered.
Lovely.
A layered drink.
It was layered, and most of us got the vodka right at the top.
The first hit was all vodka.
I cheated.
So now it's just limeade, right? Is that what we're drinking now?
We're just drinking limeade.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
We had a. It's a limeade chaser.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and slow.
So it's been really hot here. Well, not really, really hot, but we've had a relatively
abnormally cool season this year.
We actually had a winter this year, which is weird.
We did,
And lots of rain.
Rain in June, nice and cool all through June.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we got blasted. I know the rest of the country is getting blasted, but they're not used to it. We should be used to it, but it feels really bad this year for some reason.
I think Californians are especially
thin-skinned.
Whiny
and thin-skinned when it comes to weather. It's true.
We are. With every reason.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, the rain. Oh, it's too hot. Oh, the wind.
It's cold. I've got to put a sweater on.
It's 50 degrees. It's so cold.
I had to put shoes on today.
I just wanted to wear flip-flops.
Right.
Our friends moved to Boston where it gets really cold.
Yeah,
And one day, this is like a year ago, Doug and I were sitting on the couch, and he had a blanket on, and I had a sweater on, and I'm like, why is it so cold in here? We're so chilly. And I'm like, let me look at the temperature. It was literally 70 degrees Fahrenheit. And I sent a picture of, like, him under a blanket and a screenshot of the temperature right now, and I'm like, we are fucking babies.
Oh my god,
70, and we're like, oh, it's a chill in the air.
Right, in Boston they're like, oh, it's 20 below zero.
Right, the last time I visited it got down to negative 19.
Yeah, there's no reason to count after zero.
No. That's... yeah, there is, because all of a sudden the moisture on your eyeballs is fucking freezing. Yeah,
like your saliva's freezing. Right. It's not normal to live in places like that. See, I'm showing my pansy California roots.
Californianess.
You know, born and raised here.
We are so freaking spoiled.
We are spoiled. We do have, for most of the year, very good weather.
Yes, we really do.
You know, we have limited rain. Although, you know, we do have earthquakes. Those have been fun. Yeah?
They've been actually fun, though.
They have, though. But you can tell people who are not from here.
Oh, yeah.
They get a little freaky-deaky.
I missed the last round of them.
So
eagerly monitoring them from
afar. I love
afar.
The ones that are rolly. It feels like a
waterbed
park. Yeah, or a waterbed.
It's just it's like a wave.
I was outside when it happened, and I screamed, like, I exclaimed with joy, like, an earthquake! And our neighbors were screaming. They were outside. And I'm like, do you guys feel it? And she's like, yeah, are you guys okay? And I'm like, yeah!
We're fine!
Woo! Yeah. As long as everybody's fine, I'm cool.
It's fun. The first one, the big one that Ridgecrest had, was the day after 4th of July,
No, it was on 4th of July.
It was on 4th of July. So it was in the morning, I think.
It was like 10
and Marcus was asleep, but he woke up at the tail end of it. And I was walking across the house, and we're upstairs in the apartment.
Right, so it's shaky.
So the apartment, like, I thought it was me, because sometimes my equilibrium is off when I bend over.
Just because you're getting old.
Because
and I'll go to bend over and it feels like I'm tipping, but it's not really happening. It's just sometimes. So I was walking thinking, is that me? And then all of a sudden I realized it was not me.
Right.
And so Marcus sleeps in his chonis. So as I'm opening the door, I could see him getting out of bed, and he goes, yeah, I just felt that. I said, why don't you go ahead and get some shorts and your shirt on? Just put your clothes on in case it happens again.
Shoes, too.
Yeah, and get your shoes out. Yeah. You know, because we just kind of hung out and waited a minute. And then nothing happened. Because I didn't know if it was going to build into anything. And we didn't know where it was or anything. And I said, just come out in the living room for a few minutes. And that was pretty much it. So it was pretty fine. A couple of days later, Abby was home.
That one was bigger,
and my daughter has
earthquake anxiety.
She has end of the world anxiety, pandemics, earthquakes.
Oh,
that
have
sounds
so
familiar.
Much to talk about.
And I'm like, but honey, she goes, what if we all die? Then we're dead.
She should come on the show and talk with us about a worst case scenario anxiety that Kim and I both have. Kim has it worse, I think.
Oh my gosh,
yeah, Kim does.
Oh
yes,
yeah.
But with Abby, it was. In the evening, I think, was the second one.
Mm-hmm.
More in the evening. And Marcus was with his dad. So it was just Abby and I. So Abby's big eye, you know, saucer eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, put a jacket on, because she just hangs out at home. I go, and I put some actual clothes on. We're going to go downstairs, because this one was bigger.
Yeah, it was shakier.
And so I said, get your shoes. I grabbed my phone, my keys, and we went downstairs. And everybody in the complex was out.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of Asian and Indian neighbors who aren't familiar with the way California rolls. They were tripping. And even Abby, though I knew she was concerned, was holding it together fairly well. Because I'm just like, let's just go downstairs for a minute.
Well, you being very calm.
And we were watching the pool because the pool's like, you know, all the water's coming out of the pool still.
Oh, my mom was FaceTiming me at the tail end of the earthquake, showing me her pool was literally like sloshing out of.
That's what my brother said. Yeah. He said he, you know, we were all checking in online, and he said, "Yeah, the pool lost some water," and I hadn't even considered that. Right. Like, oh wow, that's
it was pretty. It went for a while. Like, it took a while for that to settle.
Calm down. Yeah. Aren't you glad that we have such strict building codes here in California, though?
I am.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know when my apartment was built or if it was retrofitted.
It probably has
been retrofitted because it's an older apartment. I think it was probably built in the late 50s, early 60s.
Mm-hmm. A lot of those were,
But it, you know, so we just stayed down for a few minutes, like less than 5 minutes, just to see what we see. And I just told her the same thing. I said, keep your shoes where you can see them. Your flashlight should be on your dresser. You can sleep out in the living room with me if you want, or we can just leave the bedroom door open. She opted for the open door. I just kind of like left it.
Yeah.
You know, if something happens, she goes, well, what if we have another one? I go, then we have another one. She goes, but we're in an apartment. We're upstairs. I go, better than being downstairs.
Oh yeah. Much better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, what do you, I go, and that was the crushing motion.
We heard it.
She didn't trip out too hard. I was really thankful. I thought there was going to be some issues, but I think, and not to pat myself on the back, but me just going, this is okay. It could
just
happen
again.
Just
remaining calm showed her.
This is what we do. Yeah. These are the steps that we can take. That's all we can do.
Mm-hmm. It's also a great lesson in just like kind of coming to terms with your own fear. Like you don't know when an earthquake's going to happen. You have to ride it out.
And you have no control over it.
And you have no control over it. The only thing you have control over is where you place your body.
And your reaction.
And your reaction. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's one of those times where you're just like, okay, here it is.
Yeah.
It's either going to be the big one, which to our listeners in other parts of the world or country, the big one
it's always looming.
It's always looming in California, the big one. We've got a huge fault that runs down the center of our state, the San Andreas Fault. And, they're always talking about the big one, Caltech. And
I feel like our building codes are such that we would mostly survive.
Mostly. I'm sure there'd be quite a lot of damage, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Bridges, roadways. I mean, just look at what happened with, like, Northridge and Whittier Narrows. I mean, we had a lot more was retrofitted after that.
After that, yeah.
Yeah, that was that one.
Those were wake-up calls.
That was,
for California.
I know Doug, you know, he builds commercial construction buildings, like the big cathedral downtown and Dodger Stadium and things like that. And he has explained to me the processes that they go through, making sure the buildings are okay through earthquakes. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like they really got their the cathedral downtown is built on these giant, like, rubber...
Roller things,
yeah. Like,
yeah.
It's not going to fall down. It's going to roll around and bounce around, you know?
Yeah, I've been...
Which is also an odd thing to think about.
You do feel... I've been in a building during a small one.
Yeah.
I can't remember when it was. I think it was when I worked at Burbank?
Oh.
But it just rolls. It literally just rolls.
Yeah.
And it's trippy. And you're like,
oh, we're going to die.
But well, and you think about, like, our house, the original part of our house is built in 1928. And it's survived, I don't know how many earthquakes.
Right.
And when Chris, Becky's ex-brother-in-law, came and did the inspection for us, he's like, you can't tell that this house has ever experienced an earthquake. We've had it, you know, retrofitted and stuff since because we added on. But our cabin in Big Bear, 1936, I was in there this morning. It dawned on me, like, oh, there was a big earthquake closer here than... house. Yeah. And I'm looking around, and there was like some mortar around the fireplace that looked like it had come loose. But otherwise, nothing was knocked over. Everything was solid. Right. It was all, you know.
Yeah.
And it's old, and there's some shoddy foundation, in quotations, going on there. But, you know.
Has Becky been up there yet?
No. No, we
should go. The three of us should go.
Yeah, let's go.
It's so relaxing there.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's trying to get you to do things with her that I won't do with her.
I don't know.
But you should.
I don't know.
You should.
What are we declaring stupid today is what I want to know. What do you want to declare stupid today?
Oh, my
today?
God. It's like, there's no way to narrow that field.
What's the most recent stupid thing?
Everything is stupid.
It's like, there's so much.
Kim, what's the most recent stupid thing? Let Becky think about it for a second.
Well, okay. So I was coming home today, driving up a street where there is a left turn lane. We're back to driving. Go straight lane.
It is Southern California.
And a right turn lane. Clown man in front of me left the enormous space between him and the car in front of him. So much I could see. Like, I'm thinking I could just zip around him and tuck myself right up in there and be one closer in line. Anyway, people behind me couldn't get into the left turn lane. They're missing the light because homie needs to have...
three car lengths.
700 freaking feet between him and the car in front of him. And I'm like, dude, there are other people in this world. These people, they just want to go. They got stuff to do.
Everybody wants to go home, yo.
Everyone wants to go home. Or wow. They just want to get their things done. Mm-hmm. And then he proceeded to hang out at a green light, go a little, think a little, go a little, stop.
How do you know that he was thinking?
I don't.
I would have lost my shit.
Do you know that he was...
horn.
A he?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Because when this shit goes down, I'm remembering everything about this car. Because I don't want to have anything to do with it again. Mm-hmm. It was... yes, it was a man. He was not old. There are certain folks that I, you know, give tons of lenience to.
All right. If you're old, okay.
Old people, yeah. You've got the right of way no matter what.
That's pretty much it.
Do
it.
Yeah.
All, yeah.
I'll stay out of your way.
My patience ends at old people.
That's... I'm with you on that one. Come on, dude.
She looks like she's lost all of her patience.
And, and it was also like a brand new, squeaky clean, uber shiny Mercedes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's my tolerance.
Well, you know,
level.
When they buy that Mercedes, they buy the part of the road that they're always on top of. Did you know that?
I have
that makes so
that.
Much fucking sense.
That's what I always Thank think you. To myself. BMWs and Mercedes. Sorry to anybody who has those cars, but here in Southern California, the two people, those two drivers.
I would like to include Teslas.
Oh God!
To that list, please.
That's new, and I've just started to realize it.
Yeah, the more expensive the car, the more entitlement there is with driving it,
right.
For sure. And that's why I'm like, that is 10 marks against you, number one. Just right there. That's yep. Just the car.
Wow.
That and little stay-at-home moms and huge
SUVs.
Suburban SUV with
four-wheel
drive.
Are you talking about Kim? Why are you talking shit about Kim?
With four-wheel drive. But you guys actually go places.
Oh, my God. You should have seen that freaking
You know, I'm just...
beast.
This is the around-town mom.
That... I would love to have a little car, but that we use that thing. Like, today, we came home. It's just me and my husband and my daughter... two dogs, two bags of trash.
Two big dogs, by the way, P.S.
Two big dogs. Our bags. I mean, it was literally to the brim. It was, and I thought, no, you don't get a little car for a while. But
yeah, so like people who actually use them, you can tell.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell.
I know what you're saying.
But you know what I'm
We're
saying.
We're winking, right?
Like you're not taking your excursion for buying with the tricked out rims and shit.
Right.
No, that's a compensation vehicle. And then there are the compensation vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. California culture.
It's all about driving.
Yep.
Beck, what is stupid right now?
What is stupid right now?
You had all this time to think.
I know, but you fucked me with this.
Now everything's okay. Maybe that's the trick.
Everything's fine. Yeah.
Oh, vodka.
Everything is vodka. Everything is cool when you're drinking the drink.
Oh, okay. So I went to the grocery store this weekend.
I was just going to say.
I did.
Becky, grocery store, go.
My Ralph's.
Which grocery store?
Oh, I shop at Ralph's because it's the closest store to my house and Trader Joe's. And
she has to say that by law because she works for Trader Joe's. Go ahead.
I don't have to say
Trader Joe's is awesome.
It is.
I get certain things at Trader Joe's and I get certain things at Ralph's.
Yeah. That's one of the things.
Me and my kids
happens.
Don't like the Trader Joe's yogurt. We like the fruit on the bottom yogurt, which is really hard to find.
Right.
Oh, we like the Trader Joe's yogurt.
Yeah, no.
So, I hate the Trader Joe's.
I don't like the dairy.
Creamer.
I don't like the dairy, like yogurt, sour cream at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
It's got a different consistency.
I get a little.
I like Knudsen or Daisy.
Daisy.
It's smoother. Anyway.
Okay, anyway. Grocery store.
Trader Joe's ice cream rocks. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, ice cream. You know, growing up, shopping at Trader Joe's with my mom as a child, when Trader Joe's were all shoebox stores.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there were a handful of them.
You learn not to take up a lot of space. And then working in a store, you learn how to not take up a lot of space.
I feel you on this already.
So I've always been the kind of person that when, and this could be at Costco, it could
you
be
park,
at Ralph's.
Right?
I park at the end somewhere out of the way and I walk down the aisle without my cart and I grab what I want and I put it in my cart and I move along my day.
Yep.
This seems like perfectly logical etiquette to
me. It's a little harder to do in the produce section, but you can do it. You just have to park your cart a little
There's
out of the way.
There's usually more space in the produce section too.
Right, but you're, you know, like if you want to kind of keep it in the...
Yeah.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
You get people that park their cart in front of the area they're shopping at, and you need to be where their cart is. And they are completely fucking oblivious.
Oh my gosh, people in the grocery store looking at food, it's like they're looking at porn. I swear to God. You're like, can you break yourself away from the broccoli for just a second and move over to the side?
It's fucking ridiculous.
Who knew broccoli was so sensual?
And when I shop at Trader Joe's, there's two ways I shop. There's the shopping I do on my way home from work while I'm still wearing my fucking Hawaiian.
Right.
Which is excruciatingly polite.
So, for our listeners who aren't Trader Joe's aficionados, Becky works at Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's has a uniform, which is...
A Hawaiian shirt.
A Hawaiian shirt.
Or a t-shirt with a Hawaiian motif on it.
Depending on
your job title.
Your job title. So Becky works in the corporate office. She gets to wear the Hawaiian shirt.
And I also get to wear t-shirts.
And the t-shirt. So but she's so when times. She goes shopping after work, she's dressed in the
And
the
I look
uniform.
Like a Trader Joe's employee. So you will get asked questions. So you mentally prepare for that.
Right.
It's just kind of a thing. You're like, I
do
have to stop by Trader Joe's.
I'm in HR.
Someone's going to ask you where to find something. Just take it to it. You just take them to it. It's really not a big deal. You know it's going to happen.
Who doesn't know where things are in Trader Joe's?
You'd be surprised. So if I go shopping, my regular shopping at Trader Joe's is Sundays before church gets out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's the best time
to go. Yeah, it is the best time. Yeah.
So,
it's a good time to go out to breakfast, too.
Yeah. If I go on a Sunday, I can see all my peeps, but I don't have to be as polite as I am.
Because you're not wearing the uniform.
Right. So when someone's buying it, I'll just say, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that anyway, but I usually, if I'm wearing my Hawaiian, I kind of try and work around them.
Right.
Like, I just try to avoid them altogether. I'll go back or, you know what I mean? But, and I'm never really rude, but it's just, there's
a little
more pressure.
I feel like that there's a
pressure. It's
almost like a clique of people who have been shopping at Trader Joe's for a long time and know the etiquette, and then people who just come in once in a while and think that they're at Vaughn's or something.
And they
think
they're at some big grocery store.
Right. It's a tiny place.
Most of them are kind of big now. Like my old store, 32, which used to be across from the boat on Rosemead, which now moved to San Gabriel.
Right.
It's where
bigger.
It used to be.
Don't necessarily like it myself. I like the smaller shoebox stores. Yeah. I really do.
It's got really high ceilings.
I haven't been there yet.
It's fine. I mean, I go because it's my store, you know, and
Trader
I can see my old coworkers and stuff like that. But I like the intimacy of the smaller stores. You know, it's easier to talk to people. Yeah. And it was quicker to get from one side to the other to find something.
Yeah.
It's just really easy. There's three rows.
That's one of the beautiful things about Trader Joe's, because all of the corner markets are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go to Trader Joe's, and it's like, if I want to get my shopping done and get home in 45 minutes, I go to Trader Joe's.
Right.
I'm not going to.
Because even though there's lines, most of the...
They go fast.
I mean...
Trader Joe's shoppers will bag their own groceries.
Most of them will. I always bag my own, even if I'm at Ralph's, if I can.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, I do too, but they don't like it. They get pissed.
It's like, there's a reason I put all the cold together on the belt.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Work with me here, people.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I put it in my cart a certain way so that I take it out that way so it can get bagged that way.
Right. Right.
If somebody else bags it for me, I end up with, like, fucking tampons and yogurt, you know? Like, in this... Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'd rather have the yogurt with the half and half.
Well, it's more efficient.
Keeping cold.
When you're... Right. Everything stays cold, and when you come home to unload,
it just take the bag to the fridge.
I went shopping with my husband, and it's always
an event
when we go shopping together.
Man, dude, why?
Because we just went together. He's slowly learning, like... There is a method to every piece of this shopping experience.
Right.
Like, don't put the bread
down
in the front.
I have this down to a science.
The bread doesn't ever go in the front because it will get smashed.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
You put all of the cold things together because they stay cold, and then you unload them together, and you've got the cold bag and the blah, 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 blah. It's science. There's science.
It's really good logic.
Engineering.
And it's surprising how many people don't have it.
Right.
I don't take my husband to the store because he spends way too much money. One time when I went to Italy by myself, the whole trip I used miles and stayed at hostels and stuff. The whole trip cost me under $500.
Wow.
And while I was gone for 2 weeks, he spent more than that on groceries.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Oh,
God.
Lord. Yeah, what am I thinking is stupid? Oh. I had the worst period. I think I talked about this last week. The worst period, and I was in the worst mood. What was I saying?
Your period.
Period.
Oh, my God.
The worst period.
Are you surprised you have any blood left?
It was so bad. And it wasn't even like spot. I usually spot for a long time now. And then period, and then spot for a long time. And I've gotten used to that. Even though it sucks, it's stupid, whatever. This time it was like bright red blood the whole time, nonstop. It didn't matter. Usually I get some relief on the third day. No, it just kept going. And I was, one time my husband looked at me and he goes, "You look really pale."
You're like, "Because I'm almost dead."
And I said, "My period is trying to kill me." I said that to you guys when we were at the party.
Yeah,
my period is trying to kill me. I was cranky as fuck. I had headaches. I was anxious. Like, everything that could have been thrown at me was. And I'm hoping, I remember you saying that there's people you've talked to who said their last period was the worst one. And I was like, okay,
maybe
I gotta hold that hope.
All right, I just gotta get through this one.
This is it.
This is one.
There better not be more like this one. Yeah, I was in a bad mood. Like, my husband and I, we have a date night Saturdays usually, or Sundays if he has to work. And speaking of driving, we were out, and I got really upset at a person who was not going through the green light. They were just in the middle of the intersection, like, trying to decide where they should go. Like, they were looking at their phone or something.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
And I honked, and he was like, "You need to calm down. That wasn't okay." And I'm like, and I said something like, "Look, I'm having a hard period. I'm in a bad mood." And they're stupid. But, yeah. I've been trying to work lately on my...
road rage?
Yeah, my reactions to people while I'm driving.
Or my rage. Let's just blanket that with rage.
I've tried that for a while. And it kind of works, like, every once in a while.
It does, yeah. But I've gotten much better.
There are days when it's just like...
I did that for a while because Abby would tell me, "Why do you get so angry?"
Right.
Yeah.
And my kids came down on me about it, too. I have every fucking angry right now, okay?
Now, Josh will come home from work every once in a while. Like, he comes home and he debriefs with me for a little bit, tells me about his day. And one day he came home, he's all, "Mom, I was behind this person all the way home. I got off the freeway, and they stopped at the light, but they stopped, like, halfway into the intersection, and people couldn't turn left. And, like, he had this whole, like, right. He was on board, and I'm all, that's right, dude. There's.
I'll never forget. I taught Asha, my niece, how to drive one day. After she'd had her license for about 6 months, she came home from work one night, and she walks through the door, and she goes, "Now I know why you're always yelling at people while you're driving." And I'm like, "Oh, what happened?" And she's like, "All these fucking people were trying to turn left." Like, it was really funny.
I like the people that don't move into the intersection to make a left turn.
Oh, God.
Like, they stay behind the crosswalk.
They're being safety conscious.
No, they're being fucking idiots. Because you can pull out straight into the intersection and get over that. And, like at Rosemead and Duarte, you know how wide that intersection is?
Oh, yeah, it's gigantic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They, you got people, like, it's like Russian roulette, who's going to know that they can pull out, that they actually have to pull out to complete the turn.
Right.
There could be, like, three cars in the intersection if the lead car just pulls out halfway.
Right.
And then everybody can go.
Yeah. And Quinn. Hi. We're talking about things that are Quinn. Stupid. Do you have anything to say?
No.
You got your haircut.
Not a single stupid thought in my head.
Nothing's bothering you this week?
They're all smart.
Oh. Nothing's bothering you this week? Politically, emotionally, physically, societally.
Some stuff happening with
There's always some stuff happening with the...
That's like nonstop.
It's nonstop. Yeah. We get tired of talking about it.
Oh my god. That's a daily. That's a daily stupid. Many stupids every day.
That's the Twilight Zone we live in.
It really is like the most horrible timeline we're in.
It's, yeah. I was like, what? Why are we in this timeline? I don't understand.
What happened? Where was the crack? Where did we fall through?
I don't know.
I was talking to Chloe about this just the other day. I said, you know, when I was your age, everything was laid out in front of me. Like, it was all predictable. It was all like. Yeah, there's political ups and downs, there's shitty things that happen, but...
But they seemed more historical, right? Like, they wouldn't happen today.
Right. Well, it just seemed like there was a rhythm, and that everything was going
to
be okay.
It was relatively normal. You may not agree to the normal, but it was still normal.
It was still like, we can recover from this. It's not like, oh, so the North Pole is shifting, and the polar ice caps are melting.
And the Antarctica is on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the Arctic.
The Arctic. Okay.
The Arctic.
The Arctic.
Is on fire. Yeah.
Same diff in my book, you know?
It really is.
I'm like, shouldn't that shit be covered in ice?
It really should. Yep.
It should be, but like.
In Alaska.
Yep.
90-degree weather in Alaska?
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, my God.
They're not equipped. There's all kinds of stuff happening to their ecosystem right now.
No, we've been talking about more personal, like, driving and periods and things like that.
Yeah.
People who don't know how to shop in shopping.
Grocery stores.
Like, they block up the whole fucking area.
All right. Should we get to some political stupidness or?
That's a lot.
That's a loaded gun right there.
That's a lot of stupidness.
I feel like we need to talk about the racist tweets happening.
Oh, my God.
There can be no question now, correct?
No. I don't understand. Oh.
This is along the same vein of, we've gone so far from normal that, like, any other president, one of those tweets would have been a career-ending
thing. Absolutely. I mean, the thing I keep coming back to, and it's like, Bill Clinton.
Right.
Got a blowjob.
Got a blowjob, denied it, and then...
He lied.
Cop to it. He lied.
It was one lie about one thing.
It was one lie about getting a blowjob. Which, I mean, in all honesty, for fuck's sake, it's the president. That's like the least of your fucking worries. Yes, give him a blowjob so he can fucking relax. Not be a... anyway. But he gets... His impeachment process started.
Oh, yeah. It was...
Then you have this asshat, this shit gibbon...
So many names.
This twat waffle.
Oh, my God. Who lies all the time about
everything.
about even horrible things.
Stupid things.
No, but about really horrible things.
He lies about horrible things. He lies about stupid things.
And he's having, like, sex that he lied about. You know what I mean? Like, and having...
Oh, yeah.
And he's still fucking... Like, what does he have on everybody?
He's morally and ethically bankrupt, obviously. He's got the mentality of a nine-year-old.
Ding, 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 ding. He doesn't know that he is so awful because he's too stupid to know how awful he is.
And everybody shields him from the truth.
But why... Yeah. Why... What kind of power does he have over all of these adults?
He has created an environment like a bully would at school,
mm-hmm.
of his favorite kids that he's not going to bully, and then everybody else who doesn't agree with
him. But they all know
him.
He's a fucking joke.
I think it has a lot to do with money and what's being held over certain people's heads. Like
Lindsey
Graham and Turtle Man.
Mitch McConnell.
It's like, what the hell is going on with these people that they can throw the whole Constitution under the bus?
It's money.
It has to be money. Yeah. And the Russians have to be holding things over their head.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping that the whole Epstein thing explodes.
I think that's where the secrets are.
But who knows if that's going to work? Who knows if that's what's going to...
Well, because of Trump's latest racist diatribe, the Epstein thing has kind of moved out of here, and everyone's not talking about that anymore.
Design,
but the upside to that, though, is you see and hear, like, at least for me on Facebook, there's people bringing that up, like, hey, guys.
Remember this?
Remember this?
Yeah.
This is still happening, you know? So... It seems like, hopefully, that won't lose.
Well, and the fact that the Russians, I mean, the Mueller came out and testified. And I missed the first half because I'm in California and I'm a California princess.
Right, it would have been 5:30 in the morning for you.
And, yeah, it was very dry. And for anybody who's been paying attention, there was nothing new.
Nothing new.
Yeah. It was just him on the stand basically being who he is and saying what...
I was heartened by his absolutism, I want to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where he would just answer a question, could the president be... you know, convicted of this crime after he leaves office? Yes. Like, that made me go, oh, okay.
Yeah, he wasn't like, well,
maybe.
He was very, very careful not to muddy the waters at all. He'd say, was that in the report, please, you know, and they would cite it for him and then read it to him, and he would say, yes, if it's in the report, that's true. So he wasn't off the
cuff. Well, because he knows what he's doing.
All. Exactly. He knows what he's doing.
Well, he was also constrained by Department of Justice. He was constrained by William Barr to only talk about anything within the four corners of the report.
Yeah.
So he couldn't opine about what he thought or anything else. It had to be only things within the report.
But he was very concise and he was very...
Yeah.
He was spot on. And mm-hmm. But the Trump supporters...
Are idiots.
God almighty, it just blows my mind how they just absolutely refuse to accept facts, like real facts, not
Well, even if they accept these facts that this happened, this scandal happened, they don't care.
No.
They like the way he talks. They like whatever,
you know. I can't even listen to his fucking voice. I don't even know how anybody can
Did you hear his new word? He made a new word.
No, I didn't hear it.
Oh my gosh, it's great.
What is it?
Infantroopin.
What is that supposed to mean?
What the fuck is that?
He was there. He was making some speech about some people. There's a clip. It's for real. And he's reading off the thing, right? And everybody knows he's not a great reader and speaker.
Oh, I have something to say about this. Go ahead.
And he was talking about the medals that this particular person...
Infantryman?
It was probably infantryman, but it was infant troopin, and that's exactly what he said, was infant troopin.
Wow.
And I watched the clip like 5 times. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. He's not familiar. Infant troopin.
Like, even if you're not good at speaking or reading out loud, you know, because reading out loud can be, you know, stressful.
Right.
But your brain, if you have one, compensates with and has fillers for stuff you already know.
Right.
So infant, if you see infant, you're going to think, and you're talking about troops, you're going to think infantrymen automatically. Like, it should automatically come out of your mouth.
Infant troopin' isn't a word anywhere.
So
right, but I'm saying that your brain will fill in. You read the first part of something, your brain usually will fill in the second part.
Right, so infantryman.
Right.
That's a lot of syllables.
For a dum-dum?
Oh, God help
us all. So today, he was at, he was in Virginia, Jamestown, celebrating some anniversary of Jamestown being, you know, the first settlement of the Europeans in the U.S. And
that being Spaniards and...
Well, no, these were the English, but yeah.
Right.
So he was reading... There's two things about this particular event. He was reading off of the teleprompter, and he made the mistake of spelling the word which he was saying, and it was revealed that they spell things phonetically for him in what's it called?
Teleprompter?
The teleprompter.
Because he doesn't know the words.
He can't read, so they spell things phonetically like you would with a child.
Well, you saw his notes when he addressed, Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda, yeah.
Yeah, he wrote it out phonetically.
So then the other thing that happened was a protester stood up. I think his family was from Iran, maybe, or Jordan. And he is a state representative or something. He's some kind of government official there in Virginia. And he stood up and interrupted the speech and said something like he had signs and whatever. It was very exciting. But it was in that same speech where he said the word with, which is somebody's last name, one of the original settlers. And it was spelled W-Y-T-H-E, but because they knew he wouldn't be able to even decipher that, they spelled it W-I-T-H. And so he said...
Which totally confused him.
Right. He was completely confused. So he said, so-and-so with W-I-T-H. Fabulous names. Great names. Fantastic names.
Oh, my God. And the world laughs at us.
Yeah.
This breaks my heart.
They don't distinguish us from him. We are him right now.
I don't want to be better than anybody else in the world. I just want to be respected.
It's not happening right now.
And it's going down the drain. It's oh my God. Infant trooper.
No, I think a lot of people know that it's not all Americans. I mean, you know, there's plenty of groups out there that, like one of the faith groups I belong to, they're like, we know it's not all of you. Your president sucks, though. You know what I mean? And these are people from all over the fucking world.
There are some shout outs.
There's in general, you can generalize it. Yeah, they think we're a fucking joke. We are.
He's a symptom of a huge problem.
Absolutely. This country has had a problem for quite
some
time.
And Russia loves it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this is great. They're sitting back eating popcorn. They're waiting.
Sending the rubles to the Republican representatives.
Their bladders are getting so full because they never have a chance to leave. There's never a slow part where they can go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. They're going to start peeing in their Snapple bottles soon and then throwing them at us. And it'll be the Democrats' fault. Oh, God, help us all.
Is it true that Trump or his administration were blaming Obama for the air conditioning in the White House?
Yes
it is.
Yes, that's
like,
true.
That's true?
That's true.
I thought it was a joke.
Didn't you know that everything is Obama's fault?
Oh, my gosh. And it was the tweet itself. It was a tweet, right?
I don't remember. I read a blurb about it.
And it was the system is bad. It was a bad system. It worked. The system was good, and then Obama changed it, and now it's bad. The system is bad. It's either too hot or too cold. And I'm like, dude,
it's a fucking thermostat.
What is wrong with you?
I really, really, really think he's in some stage of dementia. I really do.
I think he is just an entitled. Developmentally
okay, well, I just want to know. He's the first president in this country's history that hasn't disclosed his
taxes.
Medical records or his taxes.
Right.
The president always has a physical, you know what I mean?
Oh, no. Well, they did, but the doctor...
But it was faked.
It was faked.
That's
it
what was, I'm saying. You know what I mean?
I was like, tweeting the other day, like, I was remembering that it was always very important during elections and most of the time that we knew that our president was physically fit, right? Like
physically fit and financially
well,
fit.
Well, that's why, right. Yeah, that's why they always talk about so-and-so's too old. I'm not going to vote for him, like Biden or whoever. Mm-hmm.
But
too
besides
old.
That, like, remember Clinton jogging or Barack Obama playing basketball or whatever, like... We were always privy to the president's exercise regime and his diet.
Care
and
of himself.
Yeah,
and
he's had his physical or whatever. That's gone. And our president eats hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
And Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Washing it down with covfefe.
And covfefe.
And he, well, because he's like a battery, right? You can't
you
use up too much of the battery or you're going to die sooner.
He thinks the heart has only so many heartbeats. So if you exercise and you speed up your heart, you're just wearing yourself out. You're going to die faster if you exercise.
The human body is like a battery.
This is what
and
he
if
believes.
If you use it up.
She's giving us the hand.
Right? She's
she can't
face palming.
I feel like I'm talking to one of my children.
Yeah, exactly.
That has a stupid argument going on right now.
And no, it's we're like, just telling you what the
oh
president
my fucking
believes.
God.
Yeah, and he's suing. Okay, so he is suing. Is it the state of New York?
For what?
Well, they were going to release estate taxes.
Oh yeah, they were. Yeah.
Wait, and California passed a law just recently.
Yes.
A lot of states have. There's been like I forgot how many, like 18 or something.
Presidential candidate has to release their taxes
or they don't appear on the ballot.
Or they don't appear on the ballot.
Not like he would win California anyway, but ha-ha.
But it's what do you have to hide?
Yeah.
I mean, in the beginning, oh, well, there's stuff going on and I'm being audited, so I can't release it now. I mean, it was just like stall tactic. And now he's just like, hell no, it's not going to happen. I'm not releasing
pussy.
The taxes. Because
sorry,
I'm
was that out loud?
With freaking Deutsche Bank and God only knows what else has been going on.
This reminds me, I just read an article that the Michael Flynn, remember General Michael Flynn? He was Trump's national security advisor that is now awaiting sentencing on basically treason, conspiracy to commit treason, working as a foreign agent without reporting it. He was involved not only with the Russians, but also with the Saudis. They were going to build nuclear power plants in Saudi Arabia.
Ooh.
With just enough American ownership so that there wouldn't need to be an international oversight over the Saudis creating nuclear power.
Oh, sneaky, sneaky.
Nice.
So,
why didn't they just use coal?
Right? We could ship a bunch of coal.
We could ship them a bunch of coal.
I mean, coal's
big now,
right?
Well, it's not about the power, though. You guys know that, right? It's about the weapons.
Not the windmills.
No, but this is so that they could keep their houses warm, right?
In Saudi Arabia? She just told me to.
I look on her face.
Nuclear power, you know, electricity. Kind of like, you know, right, Springfield, yeah. Simpsons.
Yeah.
So this has been corruption 101 from before he even became president. Michael Flynn was setting that stuff in motion during the campaign. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, when our boy becomes president, we're going to get those power plants built. There's not going to be any international oversight because Americans will own
right.
it. As long as they owned like more than some percentage. I don't remember what it was, but
mm-hmm.
corruption 101.
So much corruption. It's so ugly.
Speaking of corruption,
and then,
Mitch McConnell.
Ew.
Moscow Mitch, have you heard of this?
Yes. I
You're not on Twitter, though.
No, I am
Moscow
not on Twitter.
Moscow Mitch.
It's one of the biggest trending.
There's a billboard that has it.
Oh, yeah.
It? Yeah.
People in Kentucky are putting up billboards about how he's a Russian agent, a Russian asset. How are your rubles? You know, things like that. But on Twitter, one of the biggest trending hashtags is Moscow Mitch.
Oh.
And it was Joe Scarborough. I think he's on MSNBC. I don't watch it. I don't know. I don't have cable. But he's the one that came up with it. And it's gone viral. And Mitch McConnell actually went to the Senate floor to defend himself against this hashtag.
Oh, my God.
Because he's been blocking election security bills,
yeah.
right?
Because oh, he yeah. got from way back.
Way
this
back.
This is, like, not yeah. new news.
He got money from the people that produce the electronic voting machines.
I did see that. Yeah.
And, of course, money from different Russian oligarchs. And he's blocked every kind of security measure there is.
Right.
And so people are calling him Moscow Mitch. And he's livid. People behind the scenes, like staffers, have been contacting people in the press. Like, I have never seen him this angry.
Oh, good.
I'm so happy.
Poor baby. Aww.
Oh, maybe he should
maybe all that money should make him feel better. Maybe he should move to Russia or something.
Maybe he should
get some respect.
Russia.
He's the one with the wife who's the Commerce Secretary? She's some kind of secretary.
Oh.
Elaine Chao. Her family is, like, really rich in China. And
I think it's... was it the... Okay, so the Commerce Secretary... The problem is that these people are, like, in a revolving door. They're constantly...
No, she's been there for a while. This is Mitch McConnell's wife. She's Chinese. Or her family's Chinese. And there's a bunch of cronyism, bribery, a bunch of nepotism happening between her as a government entity and corporations in China.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that piece of it.
Yeah. So the two of them are basically grifting our country, and he is not letting any bills get to the Senate floor. And now he's throwing a hissy fit about people calling him out on it, basically.
Oh, poor baby.
Aww.
Oh, no. Fox News isn't going to save you. Golly.
I can't believe they're allowed to call themselves news.
Oh, it's all... It's... Oh,
well,
God.
No, when they have been taken to court, they call themselves entertainment. They admit that they're not really news. I can't believe that Mitch McConnell gets to call himself, like, a representative of people in the United States. That makes me mad.
Golly, it's like, what the hell is going to happen? This is back to what I was saying about how everything is so off kilter and weird and
Normal.
Unnormal.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
hello, vodka.
You know, it's just like,
oh, we're drinking vodka.
You know, it's like, I think it was probably about 20 years ago. I forget who was a president at the time, but my mom was saying, the only thing that's going to make this country change is a revolution. And the revolution has to happen by everyone.
Oh, yeah. That was probably Bush, too.
It might have been.
W.
But
no, 20 years ago, that would have been Bush 1 or Clinton.
And maybe it was Reagan. I mean, she hated the man.
I mean, a lot of people did.
Yeah. 20 years ago?
20 years ago was what?
Yeah,
I can't do math when I've been drinking
it
vodka.
It would have been Bush...
80-something?
Bush... No, Clinton.
It would have been 90...
Oh, God.
9? Yeah, 99. That was Clinton, right?
I can't remember the
yeah,
exact
Clinton,
thing.
Because 2000 was when the Bush Gore debacle
okay, maybe
happened.
It was in the earlier 80s. My mom was very angry at whoever
I remember
Republican
that.
President there yeah. was at the time. And, you know, the way that shit is moving with, you know, these poor kids being separated from their families. Women's rights, gay and lesbian rights, everyone's, their tax returns.
Right, went away.
It's like, it's, I think it's like you could visualize like this this wave.
Right.
I think it's going to build for a while. And unless something really big happens to quell that, it will just overtake.
I think if,
That's the direction that
if Trump
this particular
wins,
country is going into.
If Trump wins the next election, shit's going to get ugly, I think. People are going to start freaking out.
Yeah.
And it's going
to... We should be freaking out now!
Well, the thing is like, I'm not necessarily a liberal, Republican, or Democrat.
Right.
But, I mean...
You're more of a common sense kind of person.
Pretty much. But, you know, when you think of the term, like, liberal, it's like, a lot of people don't want to get angry or hostile.
Right. It's not the liberal way.
Right.
But it is the...
You're going to have to.
It is
you
the
know
Republican
what I mean?
You're,
right.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a peaceful demonstration
right.
that changes this
and
country.
And that's the
it's
thing.
It's really
is
not.
That,
at this point, because they don't listen to that. Mm-mm. Nobody listens to that.
Well, mm-mm. That's the thing, is that it feels like the Democrats have been very methodical. They've been following the rules. They've been following the rules. But
the other team isn't.
GOP is not playing by the rules. They're changing them. They're manufacturing them, or they're just disregarding them altogether. Like, oh, you were subpoenaed? Don't go.
Yeah.
What? Wait a minute. No, we have laws in our country.
Right.
You're supposed to go. Like, if you were subpoenaed to speak before Congress or whatever, you're supposed to go. Go. No.
So, did you guys hear that the guy who was our director of national, he was the, like, intelligence agencies. He's the director of the national intelligence agencies. Dan Coats is his name. He is resigning because Trump keeps suppressing his warnings about the upcoming elections and threats to our country. And Trump has now nominated a person who believes in conspiracy theories about the government and is a total Trumper.
Very dangerous person.
And very staunch Republicans are like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Not this guy. Like, anybody else but him. He only defends Trump. And vodka.
Mm-hmm. Vodka!
No experience
in that direction.
Tell me any of his nominees that have any.
None of them have any experience in anything.
So he fits the criteria of
But the other guy had at least a little, like a scintilla of integrity. He was actually going, hey guys, like the Russians are still doing their thing. We got to get our election secure. And Trump was like, fuck you. And
I already told Putin, don't mess with our elections. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
It was on the television machine.
She's falling vodka asleep.
No, I'm just it.
You're.
She's just.
She's trying. Taking it all in.
Yeah. It's that kind of quiet anger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Trump's followers absolutely bewilder me. They.
We need a plague. I'm sorry. We just need a really big plague.
I mean,
it's a cult. If you think about it as a cult, it makes more sense.
It's, and all they talk about is the economy. The economy's booming. The jobless rate has gone down. And it's kind of like, okay, great. But the soul of our country is being sold to the Russians.
An economist just came out saying that our economy is actually hanging on by a fucking glass.
I mean, he's already threw us into, like, he's doubled our deficit.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, vodka. So we're in deep in debt.
And he tries to blame Obama, but I saw like a graph where it was okay, so let me see if I get it in order.
Everything's okay.
Hold on.
And then military 4th of July parade.
Wait, it was like George Sr. was deficit, and then who was after George
Clinton.
Sr.? Clinton.
Clinton.
We were in
who
the black.
Balanced it.
Balanced, yes. Yeah.
And then George Jr., who deficited it.
Yeah. Majorly.
And then Obama, who cut it in half.
Right.
It was like cut in half or almost, but it wasn't quite.
He was bringing it back.
It was coming back. So Fuckhead got it when it was smaller, and he's
ballooned it up past anything ever. Yeah.
Right.
And this country is just in great shape.
No.
And he can bill all of his shit at his fucking
Mar-a-Lago.
How's your vodka, Becky?
No, it's just I'm tired of all the shit.
Yes. He goes to his golf clubs in New Jersey
and they pay him to be there. The fucking president.
They pay him to be there, and then they pay his club to host everybody.
Yes.
He gets paid
all
twice.
The people.
Yeah. All the people.
And
for
Secret
their
Service
$37 of shot vodka. Probably vodka. Tequila.
We should come up with a Russian's. Oh, I guess that was the Moscow Mule last time that we did.
We should come up with
an end of the world drink.
Maybe we should have an end of the world drink and an anti-Russia drink.
Like America, fuck yeah, drink?
Kind of like a magic potion to.
What would be in that magic potion? Free and fair elections?
Fruit punch and something else.
Well, let's go as American as we possibly can.
So not beer, because that's like German. Yeah. Whiskey. Well, no, whiskey is more Irish.
Yeah.
There's not really an alcohol that you think of that's American, right?
Beer!
No, that's German. No,
it's German.
Wine cooler?
Wine cooler.
Moonshine.
What about rum?
Rum is from the Caribbean.
But they're pirates.
But they're pirates. I think if
moonshine.
We did like... I don't know that I can...
A suicide drink. A little bit of everything.
Some you tequila, like those. Some rum. Some...
Remember when Becky used to drink the Long Island iced teas were water?
I believe they're pronounced Long Island.
Oh!
Long Island iced teas. I remember.
I would like a Long Island iced tea, please.
What else?
For alcohol?
Kahlua?
Yeah.
Oh.
That seems like it's from Mexico,
okay,
maybe.
Okay, whatever. God.
Kahlua, but it has
we have
kind
nothing
of a tiki
original
thing.
In the United States because we are a melting pot of different cultures.
So I get what you're saying. Put it all together. Yes. We need Kahlua, vodka, beer, wine, champagne.
And then throw up profusely.
Whiskey, rum. I think we need to go down to BevMo.
There you go.
Take a field trip to BevMo and really get it put together. Oh, wait. But then there's cannabis. There's a lot of,
that's
you know,
pretty American, actually. It's American... from India originally, isn't it?
Well, it's
are we
from
really
going to
split that hair? Can't we have something?
But there's
we have rock
s'mores.
Did you just say s'mores?
She did.
Are you sure?
It's got to be American.
I mean, it's full of sugar, yeah.
Right?
I was going to say rock and roll music.
Okay, but I was thinking food and beverages.
Oh! Smart. I mean, corn is from the Americas.
Okay.
How's your corn?
What about... Oh, golly.
Is there an alcohol?
Corn dogs.
Corn dogs.
That's corn dogs are 100% American.
Catsup?
I don't know about that.
I don't know either.
I don't know about catsup.
What about grits?
Ooh. Corn, grits.
Grits?
Grits come from corn.
I think...
Donuts?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't know.
We fried dough? That sounds like us.
Yeah.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
That Kentucky sounds like us.
Fried chicken and a pizza.
Barbecue ribs.
McDonald's.
It is a great country that we can all get here together and like make new things with each other. I like that.
There's mm-hmm. so much diversity, like culinary diversity in our country. It's pretty awesome.
Did you know that the corned beef and cabbage that people eat on St. Patrick's Day?
It's not
Day,
Irish.
It's not
it?
Irish.
It's American.
Jewish.
It's Oh, yeah. Because brisket. Brisket and cabbage.
It came from the delis.
Mm-hmm. And that's, so how did, well, St. Patrick's Day was... I mean, that was kind of
it's bigger
here
than anywhere else.
It was the Irish immigrants decided they were going to celebrate St. Patrick here.
Right.
They were homesick, and they're like, let's just...
make a thing.
Let's make a thing.
What can we get at the deli?
Right.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Because the Jewish people are the only ones who will sell anything to us. Because right? Everybody else hates us.
Right. And well, it'll be kosher.
It was New York. It was a melting pot of
Italian
immigrants.
Yeah, that was the original
Irish,
melting pot.
Yeah.
Well, but
Jewish.
Did it happen in Boston or did it happen in
New
York?
No, it happened in New York.
Was it New York?
Because of Ellis Island. That's where a lot of the people, where a lot, most of the
immigrants that came that were.
And then they offshooted.
Right.
Quote unquote second class, you know, they stayed there until they could afford to leave. Mm-hmm. And they helped each other out, you know. They would live together in tenements and.
Like they
feed
had little their own little groups of
worlds.
Burrows.
The burrows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Jewish deli is going away though. I watched a documentary on it lately. Like you need to know that, but yeah. Just it's not really a thing anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Why? Are people not kosher anymore?
It's not about kosher, it's just
are you sure?
Yeah, it's like the world is moving on. Like, they don't...
You don't have to go to the deli to get your sliced meat.
Right.
Shit, you can order that shit online, have it delivered to you.
Right, or the meat truck comes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen the meat truck.
You've seen a meat truck?
There's companies that deliver cuts of meat.
Swan's Meat Truck. There was a guy in up north, when we lived up north, drove the Swan's Meat Truck around the neighborhood, and one day stopped at our house, and he was drunk as hell.
Oh, my God.
He stopped at the door with the meat truck out in front, and he's like, I was just wondering if you wanted to buy some of this, and I'm all, I'm a vegetarian. Oh, one of those fad diets, huh? And I was like, well, it's kind of like 25 years of a fad diet, right. But I don't eat meat. I went to the wrong house. He was all pissed
off. I've had that happen with the Omaha Steaks people. Those people go around in a truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where I've been like, you've got bad, like, marketing material.
Curio Podcast is a Porch Swing production. Big thanks to all of our contributors and special guests. For more info, please visit Twitter at Podcast Curio, Curio Podcast on Facebook, and CurioPodcast.org. And remember, Curio Podcast loves you.
Yay!